This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Thursday, November 19, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. German vehicle manufacturer Volkswagen will test the mettle of its new entry into the Baki market at the Dakar Rally in Argentina. The Volkswagen Amarok will be seen at the rally for the first time, where it will be the official support vehicle for the sports event. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles will supply 35 Amaroks to the Dakar rally organizer, the Amuri Sport Organization. The rally starts on January 1 and ends on January 17 in Buenos Aires in Argentina. South Africa is looking at ways to help power utility Eskom bridge its funding gap without having to rely on its requested annual 45% rise in power tariffs for the next 3 years. Cabinet spokesperson Themba Maseko says that government is looking at interventions that will reduce the hikes while at the same time ensuring Eskom meets its obligations to build new power stations. He says that the cabinet is looking at alternative funding options, finding state resources from within the fiscus, and even looking abroad. Eskom has said it would rely on tariff increases, borrowing and government loans to fund its expansion program, crucial to keeping the lights on in Africa's biggest economy. Also making headlines, the South African Reserve Bank says that the recovery in the South African economy appears to be lagging behind that of the global economy. Cash flush Reunert sniffs targets outside its traditional business areas. The total value of recorded building plans passed at current prices continues to decline. And global carbon dioxide emissions are set to fall an estimated 2.8% this year because of the financial crisis. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.